سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم
Prophet exist in Torah and Injil, and you've heard some verses from Holy Bible, from New Testament, Far Ali, the name of Prophet in Injil, and also yesterday you've heard about Prophet, peace be upon him, from Deuteronomy 18, verse number 18, that God said to Prophet Musa, "Ya Musa, there will be a prophet after you, and he will be like you," and we discussed on that topic. But as I promised you, today, inshallah, I will recite some verses in which the name of Qaid Ghurr al-Muhajjalin, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib. As I told you more than 25 to 30 times, the name of Imam Ali came in Bible. And this is the miracle of Islam, miracle of Imam Ali, that Bible is informing us. If you start reciting Bible, the verses which I will tell you, alhamdulillah, there are 30 verses, 25 to 30 verses, which have the name of Imam Ali. If you recite all the verses, you will find out that Ali ibn Abi Talib is the hero of Bible. Ali ibn Abi Talib is he who is helper of helpless in Bible. Ali ibn Abi Talib is he who is hope of hopeless. Ali ibn Abi Talib is helper of everyone in Bible. This is what is being mentioned in Bible, that Ali ibn Abi Talib was in the time of Prophet Musa and he helped Prophet Musa. That Ali ibn Abi Talib was in the time of Hazrat Isa and he helped Hazrat Isa. That Ali ibn Abi Talib was in the time of most of the Prophet and he helped them whenever they faced any trouble, any problem. Allahu Akbar. And this is the miracle of Imam Ali. Now I will recite some verses from Injil. Name of chapter? Matthew. Muttiki Injil. Matthew. And chapter number 27, verse number 46. In these verses, it has been mentioned about Imam Ali, that Imam Ali alayhi salam helped Hazrat Isa. According to Christians' belief, you know, some Christians believe that Hazrat Isa was killed. Now, according to their belief, when they were taking Hazrat Isa, when they were taking Jesus Christ to kill him, to execute him, so now, when he was in trouble, now, when Jesus was in problem, so it has been written in Matthew 27, verse number 46, it was about 3 o'clock when Jesus cried with loud shout, Eli, Eli, lima shabbatani, ya Ali, come for my help. Jesus is saying, and this has been mentioned in Bible, Eli, Eli, lima shabbatani, Allahu Akbar. The name of Imam Ali in Bible, Eli is he who he helped all the prophets. But here, as I told you, Christian changed. As in Far Ali, they changed the translation. They said Far Ali is a Hebrew word and we want to translate it in English. So what do? They said Far Ali means Holy Ghost. Here, in all Bible, if you look, in all versions, you will see only Eli, Eli, lima shabbatani. But in new Bibles, in new versions, they have added one sentence in front, Eli, Eli, lima shabbatani. Ilahi, Ilahi, limada taraktani. Means, oh my God, why did you leave me? Means they wanted to change that. He is not seeking help from Eli Ali, rather he is seeking help from Eli God. Inshallah, we can prove from the same verse, because this was verse number 46, and if you go and recite verse number 47 and 49, you will find out all those people who were there, who came to see how they are killing Jesus, they all say, wait and let us see, is Eli coming to his help? In the verse 46, what did we mention? Eli, Eli, lima shabbatani. Oh Eli, come for my help. Now in verse number 47, 48, 49, two verses, it has been mentioned the people who came to see Hazrat Isa, that how he's being killed. They said, let us see, is Eliya coming to his help? Now we've seen that Eli and Eliya are one person. Eli and Eliya is one personality. Now who is Eliya? We know that who is Eliya. If you recite the history of Hinduism, of Christianity, of Judaism, of Buddhism, you will never find any person, any man who has announced that I am Eliya in Injil. But we see in Islamic history, what do we see? Ali ibn Abi Talib, when he came in battle of Khaybar, when he came in front of the Jews and Yahuds, so he said, "E'arifuni ayyuhal Yahud, recognize me, ana Eliya fil Injil." That that Imam Ali is helper of prophets. Therefore we say, whenever we also face problems, what do we say? Ya Ali, Madad. Now you all say with me, Ya Ali, Madad. If you want intercession, say Ya Ali, Madad. If you want a place in paradise, say Ya Ali, Madad. If you want position near God, say Ya Ali, Madad. If you want love of God, say Ya Ali, Madad. If you want love of Prophet of God, say Ya Ali, Madad. If you want to live peacefully, say Ya Ali, Madad. If you want to die peacefully, say Ya Ali, Madad. Gabriel's slogan is Ya Ali, Madad. Israfil also said Ya Ali, Madad. All the prophets called Ya Ali, Madad. The anchor of Islam is Ya Ali, Madad. Prayers are invalid if you don't have faith. And Ya Ali Madad, in the grave is harsh if you don't say Ya Ali Madad. All the prophets promised to say Ya Ali Madad. And in the battle of Khaybar, our prophet also said Ya Ali Madad. Saying Ya Ali Madad. When Adam faced trouble, what did he say? Ya Ali Madad. When Nuh faced trouble, he said Ya Ali Madad. All the prophets are saying Ya Ali Madad, Ya Ali Madad. And Ali is helping all the prophets. This was Matthew 27, verse number 46. Now let's see another chapter, chapter John and chapter number 1, verse number 19. It has been mentioned in these verses that some Jews, they sent some priests and Levites to John to ask him, who are you? This is very important verse, that Jews, they sent some priest to a man whose name was John to ask him who are you? Who are you? They asked him three questions. They asked him, are you Jesus Christ? He said, no, I'm not Jesus. They asked him, are you Elijah? He said, no, I'm not Elijah. They asked him, are you the prophet of Elijah? He said, no, I'm not the prophet of Elijah. Now here, we ask from Jews, we ask from Christians, that you were waiting for three personalities, for Jesus Christ, for Elijah, and for prophet of Elijah. Now Jesus came, but where is Elijah and his prophets? John, number 1, chapter number 1, verse number 19. They're asking three questions. Are you Christ? Are you Jesus? Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet of Elijah? Allahu Akbar, you've heard that they were waiting for three personalities, but you don't know. They don't know who is Elijah, who is the prophet of Elijah. Even today, they don't know who is Elijah. While it has been mentioned in their book, in Bible, that they were waiting for Elijah. And as I told you, nobody said, Ana Elijah fil Injil, except Imam Ali alayhi salam. There's a very lovely story that once Imam Ali alayhi salam was in a trip. On a trip, in the way, he wanted to go somewhere. So in the way, there was a river. Imam wanted to cross that river. So Imam said, okay, we'll cross the river by a boat or by a bridge. But there wasn't any boat and there wasn't any bridge. So Imam said, okay, we'll walk and we'll find a boat or a bridge. Imam alayhi salam walked, and he didn't find any boat, any bridge. In the way, he saw a man sitting near the river. Imam asked him, do you every time sit here? He said, yes, most of the time. He was a Christian. He was a Christian worshipper. He was a Christian scholar. Imam asked him, if you are every time here, so can you tell me where can I find a boat or a bridge to cross this river? The Christian man said, Ya Abdullah, O servant of God, it's very far from here. If you want to cross this river, there's no boat nearby us, and there's no bridge near us. You have to go walk for many kilometers, and after that you will find a bridge or a boat. Imam said, no problem, I am Ulul Amr. Ulul Amr ordered all the winds. The winds came and they kissed Imam's feet, and they took Imam from one side of river to another side. Now this was a miracle, that Imam ordered winds, and winds came and kissed Imam's feet and took Imam from one side to another side. Now this Christian scholar, this Christian worshiper was looking this miracle and he got up. He said, Ya Abdullah, O servant of God, I don't know who are you, but you have shown a great miracle that you went by the power of wind from this side of river to another side. But now look at me, how I will walk on the water. As we walk on the floor, he started walking on that water. But before he walks, he was saying something. He was saying some zikr. He did some zikr. Then he started walking on the water as we walk on the floor. And after that, he came on another side. He met Imam Ali. Now Imam Ali was smiling. And Imam Ali asked him, Oh man, oh Christian worshiper, Allahu Akbar, you came and you walked on the river as we walk on the floor. But tell me, what were you reciting? What were you saying? Now this Christian is going to say, We have the name of great helper, the name of great savior, who's been mentioned in Bible, who's been mentioned in Injil, who's been mentioned in Torah, who is the helper of Adam, who is the helper of Nur, who is the helper of Ibrahim, who is the helper of Jesus, who is the helper of Lut, who is the helper of all the prophets. So Imam Ali said, what were you reciting? He was saying, before I walk on this wire, I was saying, Ya Elia, Ya Elia, Ya Elia, Ya Elia. So Imam Ali smiled and looked at him. Did you see Elia? He said, I am waiting for Elia. So again, Imam Ali said, Ana Elia fil Injil. As he heard this, he fell on Imam's feet and he said, Ya Ali, I want to become Muslim. I want to recite Kalima. Imam said, recite La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, Aliyun Waliyullah. Salat al-Muhammad al-Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala
Imam Ali continuously informed all the people of the world that Ana Elia fil Injil. As I told you, there are many verses, but inshallah, we'll try to discuss more on other topics, inshallah, because we have a speech in Urdu too. But alhamdulillah, as I told you, these names of Ahlul Bayt, name of Prophet, zikr of Prophet, name of Imam Ali, which has been mentioned in Bible, by this way you can preach and do your tabligh. Yeah, it's not necessary to force someone to become Muslim, just go and tell them that this is a verse which I've recited in my book, in your book, that there is a personality who's Elia, and Elia is our Imam Ali, okay? Because if you translate Ali from Hebrew to Arabic, it's Ali. If you translate Elia, it's Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam's name. If you go and just show this name to your Christian boy, friend, so definitely, you know, what will happen, he'll start thinking. And you can prove Tawheed from Bible and from Hindu books. Okay, you know the same verses which we recite in Surah Al-Hum, okay, Surah Fatiha, the same verses exist in Hindu books. Allahu Akbar. If you have a Hindu friend, go and tell them that we recite Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen every day in our prayer. And the same verse is in your book, inshallah, tomorrow if I had time, or the day after tomorrow, I will inform you. The same verses about Tawheed, Surah Fatiha, it is being mentioned in Hindu's books. Just go and tell them that I was reading your book, and you can go and search on Google, write Vedas and all the books of Hindus could come. Go and read some books and go and tell them that I was reciting your book. I saw a verse in your book, in Rig Veda, or Yajur Veda, or Sam Veda, or Athar Veda, in Vedas, in your books. I saw a verse which was same as the verse of Holy Quran. Now he'll start thinking, you know, his Islam is like us, or our religion is like him. So when he will think, definitely once he will come near and near. Salat al-Muhammad al-Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma kull waliyyik al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka wa alayhi wa ala وتمتعوا فيها طويلا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين